East Coast Breakfast.
The Women's Rugby World Cup is kicking off. I heard our Springbok ladies.
Yes, are playing on Sunday against Italy.
Yes, but speaking about, we have to go in there with a winning attitude, because if you're not thinking that you're going to win, then why are you even playing the sport, right?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so World Cup is happening. It's happening in England. Good news for the sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of women's rugby. The World Cup final is already sold out. It's going to happen at Twickenham. 82,000 people.
That's epic.
Sold out before the tournament even starts. When we look at South Africa in their pool, they're playing Italy this mm-hmm. Sunday. And then they have Brazil. And then possible biggest match of their World Cup will be against France. Hopefully, by the time we get there, France have booked their place in the quarters. We've also booked our place in the quarters by beating Italy and Australia. Remember that we've had some good prep this season in terms of we played the All Blacks 15. A lot of people are forgetting the 15 part. That's why when Darren talks about the Sharks, I say put the 15 part, because it's not the 18 shot.
Yeah.
So we played against the All Blacks 15 in Cape Town. We won one and we lost one, but it was good showing for our girls, because it's still, I mean, we're still developing.
Yes, the experience and the practice and putting us out there on that international level.
Yes, because we saw what happened when we played like a powerhouse. We played a powerhouse Canada.
Yeah.
There's levels to this stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So, but I think we're in a good group. So good luck there to the Women's Springboks. And there's a number of KZN girls in there. Umere Zulu, there's Mika Gunter, there's Taylor Kinsey, so there's a lot of KZN representation there.
Love to see
hopefully
it.
We can chat to them within the next four weeks while they're playing. Now, the elephant in the room is the Springboks.
Yeah, let's.
This time last week, I didn't think there'll be an elephant in the room, but now they are.
There is an elephant for sure.
22-0 up against Australia. You end up losing the game 38-22. 10 changes Russie has made now to the team. I was telling you guys earlier this week, I don't think it's rotational. People are dropped. Four players injured. Obviously, Peter Stetutoi's got a concussion. Sia's got a sore knee. Kurt Lee Orange, I think he's got a bad ankle. Kurt Lee Edvall from the Mava, who now plays for the Sharks, is also out. So those players are in. That's why Mapimpi was called up. The nice thing to see, it looks like Russie is going back to what we do best. For example, last week against Australia, we all of a sudden didn't kick as much.
No.
We didn't maul. We were just running everything from the back, and we kind of ran ourselves out of gas,
clearly,
you know. And you would think that the Aussies would suffer at altitude, but they didn't.
Everybody kept saying
so.
As a full tank, huh?
Yeah, 100%. So as a prep for you this weekend, Springboks will revert to kicking, box kicks, scrumming, all days.
We good at, man.
Yes, because also we didn't talk about this. We dropped from world number one to world number three. If we lose by 16 points, we drop from world number one to world number six.
Oh, no, we cannot be having that. Uncle Dr. Russie, please.
Yes, so good luck to the Springboks. Good luck to the women's Springboks. Hopefully on Saturday we get I want a very convincing victory. Because we got smashed last week, guys. Like,
It was embarrassing, and we have something to prove this weekend.
No, we played the wrong game.
Yes.
And we didn't learn. And then you were saying the only maul we did was when we should have taken 3 points.
Yes. At the end.
Yeah.
Yes, at the end of the first half. Yeah, that's where I think the game changed. So, it's going to be very interesting. Also, another one, Jean-Luc Dupré, Kersney boy, Durban boy, he's back in the mix for the first time in 7 years. So hopefully he can obviously take his opportunity, because it seems like we're running thin at eighth man at the moment. Jasper Visa is still suspended for that headbutt that Darren doesn't think was a headbutt. So Springboks 10 past 5 on a Saturday, and the women's Springboks playing Italy just after 3. So good luck to both teams, and hopefully on Monday we have a happy Sky, we have a happy Darren, we have a happy Carmen.
I have to ask, what do you think our chances are against Italy for the girls? How do you think it's going to go?
It's going to be close. Italy are a decent rugby team, but it's one of the I think we beat Brazil. We have to beat Italy.
Okay.
France is going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So we beat Brazil, second game, but we have to beat Italy.
Okay.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.